Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for November the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we stand with the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. Absolutely. The great solution to restoration. We reject revolution. That's pretty violent and not very fun, folks. Doesn't turn out well. Go study history most of the time. But a peaceful restoration is what our founders bled, fought, and died for, gave up their fortunes and their sacred honors for. And we need, in my humble opinion, to reverence them by standing in the gap, by protecting life, liberty, and property, by promoting God, family, and country, by using the checks and balances that were given to us by a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and personal sacrifice to make sure that America remains the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Now, a quick little thought for you. You want raw honey delivered to your door just in time for Thanksgiving? Get a hold of Kurt. You got a couple of days left to get it done. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. All right. Without further ado, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good to be back, Sam. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happening. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The Swamp Strikes Back is my headline. We want to talk about that, or do we want to talk about the latest gun fiascos? Larry, which would you prefer to start out with?
Well, I think we probably ought to take a look at what has been going on with the shootings that have been occurring.
All right, so let's talk really quick about this for a second. The TX shooter, Mr. Devin
that,
Patrick Kelly.
We had that shooting in Las Vegas. Almost nobody has pointed out that that was in a gun controller's dream. The hotel, under state law, was permitted to, and they did, declare their premises gun-free. How's that working out?
And usually the concerts are gun-free, too. They basically have checkpoints there, too. You're not bringing guns into concerts, either.
So there was a lot going on to ensure that people were unable to do anything at all to protect themselves. And that seems to be a common feature. Even the shooting in the church in Texas, churches are so-called gun-free zones if the church posts no guns. Now, I've never seen any reference to, I've not been able to find anything stating that that church was a self-professed gun-free zone. But in fact, it appears to have been nobody in that church shot back, and this dirtbag was walking up and down the aisle in the center, shooting people. And then when he returned on his way back out, if anybody were still alive, if there was a baby crying, if there was somebody pleading for their life, boom. That's pretty evil. And seems to me that we're kidding ourselves if we think, oh, well, I'm going to church. That's a holy place. Nothing's going to happen there. Really? You kidding me?
There you have it. Now, Devin Kelly served in the Air Force. He was literally court-martialed because he beat his wife and child. Turns out that he should not have been able to get a gun or body armor according to the law. Of course, criminals don't obey laws. When are we going to learn that reality check?
Amen.
Turns out the Air Force failed to uphold federal law. They never entered his record into the database, so they broke their own laws. Texas shooter Devin Kelly was an outcast who promoted atheism online. And a classmate told Fox News that Kelly had a history of mental illness and was on psychiatric medications.
He had escaped from a mental hospital.
He did escape from a mental institution. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. The government knew all this, though. There was so many checkpoints where this guy literally failed from the system. What do these officials have to say for themselves now? The answer is they've lost the narrative. You've got a bunch of good guys, two American citizens, good Samaritans is what I call them, literally took care of business and saved the day. The cops arrived after the fact, right?
They did, in fact. I was listening to an account that I found online of Mr. Williford's description of his own experience as the Good Samaritan shooter, and it was a younger guy that had to give him a ride in his truck, but he described how he had seen the dirtbag shooting. He had shot him, we know, at least a couple times. He fired more than that, but we're pretty sure he got him at least twice.
Because as far as I understand, he was trying to shoot around body armor, and he did make his mark.
Oh, he did. This guy was impressive, an NRA instructor that if he ever comes to Virginia, I'm signing up for his classes, baby. He saw that the body armor was only connected with Velcro straps on the side, and the body armor was only covering the chest, front, and back. And so in his bare feet, while loading a magazine, he's running to the sound of the danger of the shooting. He sees the guy. He fires at least twice, hitting him in the side between the panels of the body armor. This guy does what cops and soldiers are trained to do, and he was doing it. Very impressive individual and very humble guy. His testimony was magnificent. He said, I think the Holy Spirit was guiding me and gave me the ability to do what I did. So the dirtbag was not only fighting a trained rifleman, he was also fighting against God Almighty.
Yeah, he said, I thank my God, my Lord, for protecting me and giving me the skills to do what had to be done. And I just wish I had gotten there faster. And this is the whole point, Larry. We need people to get there faster.
I told folks in the staff he's getting a complimentary life membership for Gun Owners of America. That guy is one of the most remarkable individuals we're ever going to hear of.
He only said the last point that he made that I think is really critical. He said, I wish I could have got there faster. And my response is, what if there was somebody that was there faster, armed in church, and said, hey, we're going to stop this. That guy might have only walked up part of the aisle or might not have even got started down the aisle.
So let's circle back to that point again. There is no place that's off limits to evil people. So none of us should think that, oh, well, I'm going to the store. I'm going to church. I'm going to the gun-free zone at school. I don't need my gun. Really? Well, tell that to the victims of the mass murders that have occurred in our country, 98% of which have taken place in gun-free zones since 1950. I'd say that's probably a pattern.
Well, Donald Trump, at least the president, sees it for what it is. He says this is not a gun issue. This is a mental illness issue. And the fact is, thank heavens that a good guy had a gun or this would have been way worse. And that's true. Every time, even when these criminals get stopped, it's the cops or good honest citizens that have a gun. Every time the great equalizer, the rape me not, the kill me not, is used to stand for pro-life. Every time.
Every time. Sam, that dirtbag was on his way to another location where we know there was an even larger church. And it's entirely possible that he wanted to wreck some more damage there. What I think happened is that the two shots that hit him, that this Stephen Williford got off from his AR-15 rifle, you know, the one that Dianne Feinstein wants to ban, I think the guy may have, we know he drove off the road and crashed his car, and there was never any sound that Williford heard, that he reports anyway, of a final suicidal shot. My suspicion right now is that the guy bled out as a result of the shots that he got from Stephen Williford, the gallant defender.
Amen to that. Instead of calling these assault AR-15s or whatever else, why don't we just call them kill-me-nots, rape-me-nots? In the hands of good people, that's what they are, sir, every time.
It sure was. And we can just be very grateful that there are lots of people in our country like this Stephen Williford. And the young man, which, you know, I'm not real comfortable with all his tattoos all the way up to his chin. But he's the guy that stopped his truck. He had
Yes, Johnny Langenforth, I think is how you say his name, right?
Something like that, I believe. Yes, sir. He had seen the shooting. He knew that the guy in the bare feet was shooting at a guy who was wearing a mask. So.
All right, hold on. Quick pause. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member. Highly recommend you get somebody a gift for Thanksgiving or for whatever, Black Friday, whatever the heck it is, Cyber Monday, any of the... Get a lifetime membership to gunowners.org, would you please?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The message is clear. The mainstream press has tried to manipulate reality for so long, most Americans have not been able to see the truth. But in this case, it busted wide open. Why? Because the cops and the media weren't there to manipulate reality. Good, honest, good Samaritans, two of them, literally stopped this thug. Poor people got shot in a gun-free zone once again. Psychotropic drugs, military involvement, all that kind of stuff, all in the mix as it is every single time. A pattern, a history of mental illness. No doubt they could have stopped this with all the laws in place, with all the knowledge that they have. But the fact is, you know what? Logs don't stop criminals. Criminals do bad things every time. And there's no gun-free or safe zone whatsoever. Wherever there's people, bad people can take hostile, abusive, psychotic action. It happens every time. This time, though, the narrative has changed. I think they've lost control of this one, Larry.
It could well be. This guy, Stephen Williford, is apparently an extraordinary individual. We know what courageous action he took, an effective courageous action, and yet he is the most humble, gentle guy, giving credit to God for his ability to do what he did to save innocent life. It's just an extraordinary juxtaposition between a guy who was consumed with evil. He was a militant atheist, and he apparently acted out on his beliefs. He was angry at Christians. He hated people that didn't agree with him, and he was taken down like the mad dog that he was, by a gentle, God-fearing, gun-toting American.
Now, I want to ask this, because this is something that really needs to be focused on. For some reason, these psychotropic drugs get a pass every time. Are we going to put that center stage and talk about that? Because, really, that's a huge component in literally every one of these cases, Larry.
Well, it certainly has cropped up in many of them. I haven't read anything about that in the case of the Las Vegas dirtbag or now this.
Yeah, both of them were on psychotropic drugs, confirmed classmates to the ones that are telling us that psychotropic drugs were involved. But, you know, if you're in a mental hospital and you break out of that thing, you know, you're most likely on medication. Now, I'd love the mainstream press to confirm that, but you don't hang out in mental hospitals and not get medicated, I don't think.
I think you're probably right, because that seems to be the default position of many treatments for people that are behaving the way this guy did. He was a bad actor, and I think it would have been a lot more appropriate to view him as a bad actor, not as a sick actor.
And let me tell you this, though. They knew he was a bad actor, though. He was on the military radar. He was on the government radar. He served time in jail. He served time in a mental institution. He was caught abusing dogs and animals. He was caught abusing and his wife and his son. He was hostile to people. I mean, this is a pattern that we see. They knew this guy. It still didn't
That's
do any
right.
good.
And the system was clearly consistently failing. Not only
you want to know why? They're too busy calling Sam and Larry Pratt and everybody else in their dog racists. You know what?
There's some of that, and I think it came back and bit them on this one.
They're now saying Ed Gillespie's a racist.
Well, Ed Gillespie is a moderate, almost a rhino Republican, and he was not able to project any kind of a compelling message. He had adopted some pretty good points on illegal immigrants. He was quite aware that when you have imported MS-13 thugs into your neighborhood, it's not going to end well. And he was arguing that. But it was clear that he just wasn't comfortable being the spokesman of a right-of-center party. He was kind of a party bureaucrat. And it was his turn to be the candidate. And as it turned out, by the way, he only narrowly defeated in the primary a county supervisor who is now competing very effectively to be the Senate nominee in Virginia. And if this guy, Corey Stewart, were to become the nominee, we finally have in what has become a Democrat state, we'd have an effective, articulate, conservative Republican who goes on offense. He's not willing to just sit back and be attacked and, you know, nice Ed Gillespie. You've seen those sorts many times before. They're nice guys, but they're not the ones to carry a banner into a battle. They wilt. They don't want to fight. Republicans are not supposed to fight. And they don't apparently really deeply believe in a whole lot other than they would be the better ones to be in charge. Well, that's not a very compelling message, and it typically loses.
Well, the bottom line is the empire swamp.
Kind of Mitt Romney-esque.
Yes, thank you. There's another.
Yeah, that's right. But again, he's going to run in Utah if it's not this McMullen guy. This McMullen guy now, former presidential candidate that got almost nowhere but gets a tremendous amount of coverage, literally attacking Gillespie, saying he's a racist as well, the whole Republican Party melting down. Bottom line is, it looks like my headline for this, you guys, Empire Swamp Strikes Back. What do you say to that?
Yeah, and actually Gillespie was one of the swamp creatures. Nice guy, believe me, but... he wasn't the fellow that was suited for this task because the state has become more Democrat in its vote. And you would have had to have overcome the tremendous inertia of the Northern Virginia suburbs where so many people that work in the federal government live. That's something that has to be compensated for by getting people in the rest of the state to understand that their way of life is being imperiled by these government pensioners. And that message wasn't being transmitted. And so the Trump effect, where people who hadn't voted before in the 16 election, people who hadn't voted for a long time, all of a sudden were motivated and mobilized because finally in Donald Trump, people were hearing somebody talk to them about their concerns, about the fact that the government was riding roughshod over them, regulating their small businesses into oblivion, taxing them into inability to really provide for their families and their own futures. That is a message that just wasn't being dealt with, and Ed Gillespie was not the right guy to carry the message because he just wasn't able to do it. He was a non-fighting Republican. He had the pure DNA gene that says, can't we all just get along?
There you have it. What do you say, Kurt? The Empire Swamp strikes back, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's interesting to get a little insider information on Virginia, you know, from our buddy Larry Pratt that lives there. You know, what you
typically I've been telling him for years he needs to flee to the mountains for safety, but that's another topic.
That's right. What you typically hear about these, you know, this whole governorship there was that, it's just the, you know, Republicans just not coming out ahead and the Democrats are showing it. And yet, what Larry Pratt's telling us is if there was a real Republican, you know, a Judge Roy Moore type that was on the ballot there, things would have been different. Right, Larry?
That is exactly a good way to put it, because Roy Moore knows what the problems of the country are, and he speaks about them. And when people hear that, people who may not have voted in a long time hear that, they realize, hey, this guy gets it. And when you talk about Roy Moore, you're talking about a guy who was willing to be thrown out of office by bureaucrats and commissions over trumped-up charges that had this notion that somehow the court is the supreme law of the land. And Roy Moore said, no, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And that's why he was tossed out of office twice, and he didn't blink an eye. He just turned around and came back, and Lord willing, I think it's the second Tuesday, maybe the 12th of December, is the special general election in Alabama. And at least as things stand right now, he has a very good chance of being elected. Frankly, he's going to be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's biggest headache because Roy Moore doesn't come to Washington, if he's coming, to play nicely with other children. And his answer to can't we all just get along is, no, we can't get along if we're not going to obey the Constitution.
Empire Swamp strikes back. In loser, tiny, desperate attempt, they won't be successful, I don't think, right now. They won a couple of things because there wasn't clear messages sent. What happened was they ran swamp critters against swamp critters, and one swamp critter won, and now they're trying to blame that on a blowback against the Donald or a repudiation of Donald's agenda. It's all a big lie, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a tiny failure. The fact is Americans can stand up and show an epic change for solutions if we so choose. Yeah. The question is, will we do it, Larry Pratt? Quick pause.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. together. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Like what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Swamp Critter standoff results in Swamp Critters winning. I submit to you that it's a failed attempt by these desperate swamp critters. The Swamp Empire Strikes Back is my headline for this. All I'm telling you is that no doubt there's some rhinos that got in there. No doubt there's some Democrats that got in there. But really, it's all swamp critter against swamp critter. To prove the point, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, Paul Ryan is literally rejecting pro-gun legislation as we speak, right?
He has. He's been slow walking the whole process on the national concealed carry measure that would have your concealed carry permit in your state recognized in every state the way your driver's permit is recognized in every state. And Ryan hasn't allowed that bill to move. And the speaker has a lot of prerogative in which bills come up, when they're scheduled, if they're ever scheduled, whether they go to a committee which likes the bill or a committee where the chairman can be assumed to want to bury the bill. And we now have a bill that's been put in by Representative Hudson of North Carolina that does what I'm describing. And actually more, it says if you're from a constitutional carry state where a permit is not even required for concealed carry, your driver's license, say from the state of Alaska, would be good in Chicago. That makes it a pretty good bill and moves us considerably in a good direction toward a constitutional Second Amendment position. And Ryan has not done anything for this bill that has been in from the first day of Congress back in January. And he's now been a little bit more candid and expressed that he doesn't like the bill. You can see that Romney chose well when he chose Ryan to be his running mate. The two are rhinos of a pure stripe. And Paul Ryan is somebody who is misserving the Republican Party and the American people, because the Republican Party, think about it, what was the one issue that arguably was the issue that put them in control of the House, of the Senate, and the presidency? It was the repeal of the anti-gun Obamacare with all its privacy invasions and loading up information from medical records that enables unconstitutional deprivation of rights, including Second Amendment rights. That was the single biggest issue. There were others that were related, but I think we heard so many Republicans, all of John McCain, he ran ads saying they were going to get rid of Obamacare. And then they get a chance to vote, and they basically vote with an extended middle finger to the American people. What a disrespect of their campaigns, of their oath of office, of any integrity that they have as men of honor.
What do you say, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more. The McCain, Ryan, McConnell, you know, all the guys that seem to get the high-level spots, you know, whether they're the leaders of the committees like the Orrin Hatches or all these other guys that we just mentioned, you know, they're basically the insiders, the kingmen, the opponents of the freemen, the way I see it.
Well, we've still got a long way to go to drain the swamp, and I hope that the American people have been bothered fundamentally enough that, okay, we've had a setback. We've been lied to by many of the leaders in the Congress. Not so much the Democrats. They've been kind of overt about wanting to socialize the country. It was the Republicans that said, no, we don't agree with that. You elect us, and we'll take the country to the Constitution in a better direction.
Well, and the swamp critters lied. Donald called it the political cesspool, and boy, do we agree with that, too.
Yes, I'm afraid that's the case. And so for some time, I've been of the conviction, Sam, that we need to look at change in our government as going to take place in Republican primaries. We've got to have constitutionally minded candidates that are competing in these primaries. That's what happened with Roy Moore. And Judge Roy Moore in Alabama was able to overcome an establishment guy, not a really bad guy, but a guy that was going to go along with everything the establishment ever wanted. We would continue in the same direction, even if it means our little boat is adrift and going for the Niagara Falls. And we've got the calming voices of the Republican establishment saying, oh, not to worry. And so they put in this Luther Strange to be the senator.
That was strange indeed, I'll tell you that. Do you think that Judge Roy Moore is going to become Senator Roy Moore?
At the moment, it looks very encouraging. The numbers continue to show that he has a significant, statistically significant lead in that race. His opponent is so whacked out on the left. The guy buys into every hardcore extreme left position. So I think Judge Moore, certainly in Alabama, should be able to prevail. And I think that's going to be very encouraging, because Moore probably, just because of who he is, will get national media attention. The media, in spite of themselves, they are so frenzied at the thought of this man of principle and keeping his word coming to Washington that they're probably going to report on a lot of what he says, hoping that they can blacken his name. And I think Moore is up to that challenge. I know he won't buckle. We've seen that. Roy Moore does not go wobbly. His knees don't work that way. So I'm hoping that we're going to have the benefit of his leadership. And it won't be an elected leadership position within the Senate. It'll be a leadership position of moral integrity.
You got that right. I always like to say there's nothing political. Everything is moral. Because really, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Kurt, any other tidbits on this?
You know, Judge Roy Moore, you just can't say enough about the guy. You know, if we could only clone him about 99 times, right, Larry?
Well, ideally, but frankly, as a practical matter, if you had five or six other guys that could come and add to the voices that are now in the Senate, the handful that they are, Tom Cotton comes to mind as the most recent addition to Senate conservatives, who seems to pretty much toe the line as far as the Constitution is concerned. It wouldn't take that many to change the dynamic in the Senate, but it will take more. It'll take more than more. It'll take a few others as well.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about is with this recent deal with Rand Paul, what's your take on that? Do you have any comment about it?
Point. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is a... I think a pattern that we're seeing, that the political opposition in our country from the hard left is angry, and they think that their lack of getting what they want justifies violence. That's we don't know much yet about this dirtbag in Las Vegas, but from the little that we've been able to glean, as far as I can tell, he was of the left. And so he really thought violence was just, obviously he thought violence was indicated and justified. Same thing with the guy that pegged Congressman Scalise, an angry leftist who wanted to, he couldn't stand the fact that elections had brought Republicans to power, and so he was going to kill some. And that was his specific articulated goal. We know from people that he talked to in the run-up to his shooting, the shooting that he conducted. And the same, I think, we've seen with the dirtbag in Sutherland Hills, Texas, who killed the people in the church. This was a guy who was a militant atheist, angry, of the left. These are the people that are causing so much of the dissension and are so dangerous. And that's why we need to have an armed citizenry, not only to keep our government from going off the rails, which is the first and foremost purpose of the Second Amendment, but to be able to defend ourselves against people who cannot control their anger.
Amen to that. Bill de Blasio gets another 4 years
to
hate us and reject our God-given unalienable right of self-defense. He's an anti-American, if you ask my humble opinion, because he doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. We'll talk about that in seconds. We need to take the epic battle straight to these people, ladies and gentlemen. The opportunity is now. It's time to put our money where our mouth is, huh?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I can't decide who hates your God-given unalienable right of self-defense more. Would it be Bloomberg or de Blasio? What do you say, Larry?
Well, I'd give them both a shared first prize, I guess. Certainly Bloomberg's got money. De Blasio hasn't made any secret about his identification with the American Communist Party. No wonder New York is in a mess, because socialist ideas always lead to train wrecks. There is really very little that you can argue that socialism doesn't mess up. New York City is not going to be getting any better with another 4 years of Mayor de Blasio. Crime is not going to get any better. At least in the past, you've had some mayors like Giuliani that were willing to deal with crime as a reality and crack down on it. But that's no longer the case. There's just a surrender to whatever happens, what can we do? And de Blasio, I think, actually might be, as a hardcore leftist, he probably identifies with criminals as part of his support base.
Well, there you go. It's hard to know where the mafia or the mob ends and the whatever begins. It's kind of a strange scenario up there. It's all mixed into unions and everything else, so it's a very difficult unraveling of the strange web they weave. However, I want to bring this headline up. I've told you that it's a failed, desperate attempt as the swamp strikes back. But I want to bring this up because this headline is very interesting. They want you to believe that Democrats are just slaughtering Republicans. It's payback against Trump's failed agenda. It's all a big, huge lie by the mainstream press. They're going for broke on this one. You've even got the inside swamp Republicans like Mr. McMullen and others literally calling everybody a racist in their desperate attempt. You know, when they resort to those kind of labels and everything else, they don't have a leg to stand on, but they want something to stick. They're praying and working hard for this. Now, the reason I bring this up, there's an interesting headline right now. Democrats hit lowest approval rating in decades, according to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS. So how do they have it where Democrats are winning everywhere, but yet they're at the lowest approval rating ever? Something's got to give, Larry. The truth is stranger than fiction, huh?
It is. In fact, we see more poised to win in Alabama. We've seen in four special elections for the U.S. House of Representatives, Republicans won, even though the media and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, were very hopeful and very expectant that Democrats would prevail in those seats that had been held by Republicans that had been moved on to the administration positions. It just didn't happen. They were
the real battle lines have become in these inner cesspool cities controlled by the Democrats that are failing at every turn. They're declaring bankruptcy. They're melting down. There's carnage and crime and criminal activity everywhere. That's where the Democrats and some of these swamp critters are winning. In the moral majority of America, none of that's happening at all. There's almost two Americas going on here, and the stark contrast has never been more visible.
It's very sad. If somebody can't economically get out of a center city controlled by Democrats, life is going to be a lot more dangerous there, because these Democrats are very much in favor of gun control. They don't like an armed citizenry. They don't like the implied restraint on their limits of exercise of power implied by the Second Amendment. And they're willing to tolerate a level of crime that's just really sad.
Amen. Now, they don't want an armed citizenry who will use the rape-me-nots and the kill-me-nots, just as this gentleman did to save people in Texas, and then point to God as he's humbly telling the truth about, hey, he's a blessed man and he's free in America and he's using his rights appropriately. They don't mind disarming all of us, but what they want to do is arm all the drug cartels, Yeah. Look at Operation Fast and Furious to prove the point. Zero accountability. They want to arm the terrorists, train the terrorists, fund the terrorists around the world. They want to back and train Muslims and ne'er-do-well criminal immigrants all over the place. And then they run around and say, what's wrong with you, Larry and Sam? You believe in God? You guys must be racist. That's their narrative that's falling apart. It's just absolutely falling apart.
You mentioned Fast and Furious, and that's something that continues to stick in my craw day after day. We had the United States government complicit, openly, actively complicit in the murder of hundreds of people because they were pursuing a political objective, namely gun control. Nothing has been done. There have been no consequences. Well, I take that back. There were some people that were reassigned from one job to another. Maybe they were moved even from...
Usually better positions with better pay and more kickback time as well.
I think that was likely, largely, the case. And so we can safely say, for practical purposes, people who engaged in a complicity to commit murder have suffered no consequences whatsoever. And
how do we know that it's not continuing under another name or underground or whatever else? They classify it and they gag order and they do all these things to where it's hard to even get the payment on it, right?
Absolutely. This should have been at the top of the to-do list of Attorney General Sessions. Nothing has been done by this administration either. It's as if, oh, well, that just happened so long ago. So long ago, give me a break.
All right, there you have it. It's stranger than
by the
be.
Way, yes, you know, some people say we don't have funny things. When Larry says something like the press and the Democrats, and then he says, but I repeat myself. You know, I mean, you got to just focus and you can get all the jokes, right, Larry?
Well, if you want to continue in that vein, one of my favorite talk show hosts is here in Washington, D.C., Chris Plant. He's syndicated now, but he's got a saying that applies almost every day he's doing a show, which is to the effect that, well, without double standards, the liberals would have, the Democrats would have no standards at all. And when you think about it, that's really what's going on.
Well, there you have it. But don't worry, we have 280 characters now to where we can double our jokes. So you guys are all okay.
Yeah, I guess so. So I should take some comfort in that.
All right, there you go. You know, the interesting thing is sometimes, Kurt's right, sometimes we take this stuff way too seriously. The problem to me is when you have the government involved in these criminal enterprises and weaponizing unconstitutional government agencies against the people like the IRS. There's been no accountability there, even though they got literally caught attacking conservatives. Hillary Clinton walks around free while she literally controlled the primary election unconstitutionally. Donald said there was election fraud. Hillary said, oh, no, there's not. Now we find out she literally had her hand in the cookie jar all primaries long. There was vote fraud clearly, and now no one's even talking about it. They're too busy telling you, hey, Democrats are winning because Donald Trump's failed. Until we get control of the media, Larry, you can't tell the real tale.
Happily, while that's a serious problem, and I don't want to minimize that, happily, there are shows like yours. There are blogs on the internet where we can regularly go to get independently sourced information, where people are not subservient to the liberal mantra. They're not walking in lockstep with liberal Republicans or liberal Democrats. And so increasingly, I find that people are getting independent sources of information.
Amen.
And that's making a real problem for the.
And the other part that's really good news is this: the liberals and the Democrats and the communists and the socialists and the anti-fascists and the who knows whatever flavor of the week they want to manipulate today, all backed by George Soros money and everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, they used to operate for the most part undercover. And over the last 5 years, their cover's blown. And now that they're out in the open, their attempts are becoming more and more and more desperate. And more Americans are realizing the left-right paradigm was a lie. It's really about the swamp monsters against the rest of us. And the swamp empire strikes back in a desperate attempt, but it's going to fail. We, the people, are not going to sit idly by anymore. And that has changed, and that's the best news of all.
I think there are those kinds of reasons for optimism. Doesn't mean that the fight's not over. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to have some defeats along the way. By the way, in Virginia, it wasn't making national news probably, but there was a defeat of a 24-year incumbent conservative Republican, Bob Marshall, who was the conscience of the House in Virginia in the legislature. He stopped more bad stuff and got some good stuff enacted by placing amendments on, quote, must-pass legislation. He was defeated by a transvestite. Really a sad day in America and certainly in Virginia.
Yeah, and on top of that, Virginia just elected the first openly transgender state representative. Did you see that?
That's the one I'm referring to.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I was when he said you didn't think it made national news, I was like, why would they not pick that up? I mean, this would be
heck
a
yeah,
big
they want
time
to promote the transgenders. I was going to try to put the name in the headline that I had, but then I thought, what name do you use for this shim?
Person. Yeah, imagine if somebody doesn't know what sex they were born with, what they have from birth. How are they going to decide on other crucial issues if they can't get something right that's as basic as that? Then I don't think they're really suited for making legislative decisions. And the laws that they might end up contributing to passing are ones that are going to be increasingly onerous and oppressive for the rest of the people. And that's, I think, a measure of the seriousness of the battle that we're in. The stakes continue to get higher. And I'm just hoping that the election of Roy Moore takes place in about a month, and we'll get people like that in the fight, because if there's no fight, the establishment, the swamp, whatever you want to call it, just continues to roll along. And if they're not opposed, they're not going to stop until they get total control and the ability to ruin our lives completely.
It used to be Barney Fife, ladies and gentlemen. Then it was Barney Frank. Now it's some nameless transgender going on. I'm telling you right now, the sideshows, the freak shows continue. And again, you could say that I'm insensitive and that I'm mocking people. I don't mean to. But when we literally promote everything against God's law as the cat's meow, when we call good evil and evil good, we're going to reap the whirlwind. Write it down. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners, thank you, sir.
Good to be with you, Sam. Thank you.
There he goes. I'm a lifetime member of Gun Owners of America and highly recommend you become one immediately. They're the only non-compromised gun lobby anywhere. Get it done. Gunowners.org. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, would you please? We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. Will you help? Hey, thanks.